The post-match interview.
We're lucky enough to be joined on the phone from the vanquished Geelong Rooms by Patrick Dangerfield. Patty, thanks for joining us, kinging up in the K-Rock box with Benny Cass and Lee Brown. Commiserations on the loss. You had opportunities, but you just couldn't put them away.
Yeah, you're right, King. It's, we had some momentum at times and gave ourselves a good lead. And then, as you said, the swings in momentum and then just that inability to arrest that momentum and you know, turn it into our own with more time was disappointing. Tonight, I mean, we played some decent footy, but at the end of the day, we came here to win.
Can you give us a sense of the mood in the rooms? Is it? I know there'll be disappointment, but I suppose there's some stuff you can take out of today that's really positive as well.
Oh, look, to be honest, it's more disappointment at the moment, simply because we're in the game, we gave ourselves an opportunity to win, and we weren't able to execute that, and that's what, you know, we pride ourselves on, and we played some really nice footy tonight, but as I said, we won't take solace from losing. We've got to make sure we fine-tune ourselves for a few weeks' time, and for most of the game we did that, and gave ourselves an opportunity to take the 4 points and to let that slip. It's really disappointing.
Paddy, did the conditions play a part? They dominated the last probably 7 or 8 minutes, but the game did ebb and flow like that right throughout. Did you feel yourself that, you know, the conditions took the toll, given that, you know, you're down there in Geelong at 11 and 12 and you come up here and it's 28?
Look, it's hard to say. Like, as you said, the game ebbs and flows. I suppose they got momentum at the right time, and you're always trying to create that as a side. But we probably needed to make more of our opportunities when we had the flow of the game, because we really did control it for large sums. So perhaps they play a little bit. I mean, it's a little warmer than we're used to, obviously. But I thought we handled it pretty well. It was just disappointing the last half of that quarter.
Around the ball, they've got some really dynamic players, haven't they? Neil Lyons has jumped up from nowhere. He had 9 clearances today. And obviously, you know, McCluggage and then Zorko as well. Just, they're so dangerous around the ball.
Yeah, it's a different ground to play at, simply because of the hardness of the deck. Majority of, well, basically every other ground, probably bar the SCG, the ball doesn't bobble like it does at these two or those two venues. So that does take some getting used to, because it's an oval-shaped ball and it can bounce any direction. So they obviously read that well, having you know, playing a lot of footy up here.
Fifth quarter for Signature Homes and City to serve Solar. Speaking with Patrick Dangerfield, here's Lee Brown.
Paddy, well done on your game today. Disappointing loss, understand that. But a couple of positives to come out of it. I thought your defence, particularly early, really slowed down the Brisbane play, and it looked like a real finals-type atmosphere and intensity out there with lots of fumbling. Is that what it felt like out on the ground today?
Yeah, I think you're right. I suppose that speaks to the two teams and the position that we find ourselves in. Both have had good seasons, so it was always going to be a hot game. And as you said, I was really pleased with our defence as well. And you know, there were a lot of facets of the game we got right tonight. But to be honest, you know, half an hour post-game, the feeling for us and the competitive beast is that a disappointment.
And yourself personally, we saw you go off the ground again tonight with, look like a bit of a sore knee again. How's the body holding up? You know, getting late in the season, how are you feeling physically?
Not too bad. I've got a carrying a bit of a knee at the moment, so just every contact on that, it sort of takes a few minutes to, not to, to numb down, but just to calm off. So it's just one of those things that you deal with as a player. And, you know, there's plenty of our players that would like to be in a little bit better shape, and I'm sure that's the case, you know, right throughout the league. But you just got to manage it as best you can.
Paddy, did you cop a whack to the eye, was it?
Yeah, I poked myself in the eye. That was a smart thing to do, King.
How'd you manage to do that? What the contact forced your finger in or something like that?
Oh, to be honest, I think I took the ball in that third quarter, and it was coming pretty quickly, and my hand went straight back into my face. So not my best moment, I tell you.
Did you get to link McCarthy after the game and say, "Yeah, gee, thanks a lot, mate. Really appreciate that."
Yeah, he's a talent, Link, that's for sure. And I suppose you dream of moments like that against your old mob. I can certainly understand, you know, that feeling. And he's a great finisher.
Yeah. I think Link was the player that when you got to the club at the end of 2015, I think you your words to Scotty, where's this kid been hiding?
Yeah, and you know, he started to really get some continuity, obviously, in his games this year, which has been great to see for him. He's a wonderful person. And sometimes, you know, that's what you need. You just need a bit of a change of scenery, if anything. And I suppose you've seen that in Sean Higgins, who you know, was perennially injured. The Western Bulldogs goes to North Melbourne, becomes one of the best players in the game. So it's great to see Link doing really well. We're just going to make sure that it's not against us going forward.
Paddy, one last one before we let you go. Thanks for your time on K-Rock Footy. Obviously, it's really important. You can sense the disappointment in your voice, and you mentioned their competitive beast, and you guys made the running for so long, and then to be pipped at the post probably adds to that layer of frustration. But really important, you're still in a really good position that you take the positives out of this game, work on what you need to, but, you know, just mentally that the group stays up, I suppose that's, you know, a task of the leaders within the group throughout the week to ensure that the energy and the enthusiasm and the vibrancy is still there, because you're still in a great position.
Oh, you're totally spot on. But that being said, I don't mind that we're a bit disappointed. I don't mind that individuals are a bit disappointed. I think if you weren't, then you wouldn't care. I think it shows you know, that we are here to win regardless of the position that we're in. You know, we're obviously giving ourselves a really strong chance this year, but I don't think there's anything wrong with being disappointed for a few days, as you said. But old coach Neil Craig always had a 24-hour or last 24 hours, whether you've won or lost, it's time to get over it and move forward. And we'll do that. We'll handle it professionally, as we always do. But it is hard, to be honest, sometimes, because, you know, you play some great footy, we give ourselves an opportunity, and then we did squander it. So that's reality. We'll live with that, and we'll get better and improve upon it.
Paddy, commiserations on the loss. We do really appreciate your time. Good luck with the recovery, and look forward to seeing you in action for the Saturday Twilight Clash with the Blues next Saturday at GMHBA Stadium.
Good on you, boys. Thanks for having me.
Patrick Dangerfield, good enough to join us from down in the vanquished Geelong room.
The post-match interview.